Hello, welcome to bedtime. We are here in our house, my daughter and myself, and at the moment my daughter is going through a book in order to pick which planet we're going to talk about tonight. And she's telling me, you already told me, Grace, which planet are we going to talk about?
I don't know. You just got to wait for a minute until I find it.
Okay, there you are. We're just going to wait. But I think there's something about rings around it. I don't know which planet has rings around it. Would it be the Earth?
No.
Would it be the Neptune?
No.
Any chance it would be Mercury?
No, definitely not Mercury. Because I think it's the most farthest away from the sun, I think.
The furthest one away from the sun is the one we're looking for, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
We're actually now looking at the sky window in the northern hemisphere with a whole lot of different things here. And then the next page is being turned over and we're looking at the summer sky window. And here I'm now looking at the fall-autumn sky window. How about let's go back to the earlier part of the book?
No. It's enough there. I looked everywhere on that part, so I'm looking on this part.
Okay, so far I can see you looking at Leo, or even Pegasus. Pegasus?
This is Mercury.
This is Mercury there. That actually says observing Mercury. Do you want to try observing Mercury?
No.
No. Is Mercury the smelly one?
No.
Ah, there's Venus.
No, that's not it.
No. Well, we're having real difficulty this evening finding the planet to talk about. Now, this is all because there is a very good book here, which is being turned over. And at the back of the book, there's even a page on how to take photographs of the night sky. Something I've never done.
It's not there at all.
Uh-huh. So will we give up?
Why not?
Okay, we won't give up. What'll we do?
I'm doing something. I want this one. Observing Mercury.
Observing Mercury. Okay, that's it. Okay, now look. I got a few things I want to tell you about Mercury.
What?
Mercury isn't in the bedroom.
I know.
Okay, now. Now, you can look at Mercury with your eyes. Or you could even look at Mercury if you had a pair of binoculars.
In this book?
No, not in the book. You could see it without any binoculars in the book. But if you look up using a pair of binoculars, Mercury will get brighter and brighter. And you can actually, if you really got something very good, you'd get a telescope. You know what a telescope is? It's a long kind of a cylinder.
It's like a long thing. It's a long thing. Well, it could be any color.
It could, actually.
But I think I got one. A little one on that is yellow and pink. And has a big hole here. And a small hole at the other side. So that's how. But except it's short. Real ones got a stand up thing. Got a thing that you put them on. And you look up to the sky with them.
That's it.
And I can show you one in the book.
Okay, well, I'm now getting a lesson in... And this is meant to be a nighttime story, but now we're actually looking for telescopes. Anyway, maybe you can teach me about telescopes later on, tomorrow, when I've actually told you all about Mercury. Okay. Well, now, I'll tell you something, because it's always very, very hard to find the thing about Mercury. And do you know why Mercury is really hard to find?
Yeah.
Really hard to find, because it's very close to the sun. And if you went looking for it, you'd find it very hard to see. Do you know, the best time to see Mercury is when It's up in the sky just after sunset, just after the sun has gone down. You might just about see Mercury then. Now, if you were going to look to see Mercury next year, because it's gone this year, but if you look really hard on March the 23rd, that's just near Uncle Frank's birthday. So on March the 23rd, you had a good look up in the sky, you might see Mercury. Now, you'd need to look very hard. And you know what it will look like?
What?
It'll look like a bright dot. Just a dot in the sky.
Dad, what will you read that part now?
Looking at the moon. That's a lot easier, actually.
That part.
Yeah, looking at the moon with a telescope. Now, with the telescope, it would actually make the moon get a lot bigger.
Is that the moon?
That is exactly the moon. That is exactly it. And you know what there are in the moon? There, you see those things? They're called craters.
What are those things?
Yeah, they're craters. You could see those. And they put a mark around it in the moon so that you could actually see it, so they'd have a nice shape. See those ones there? They look a bit like sunglasses, don't they? What animal does that look like?
A goat.
A goat. So there could be a goat in the moon.
That's it?
Yes.
I thought that was Mercury.
No, Mercury's on the other page.
Okay, well, we read that.
Okay,
first. And then Mercury.
Okay, now, the moon is really the best place. Okay, so we've turned it back on. Shall we carry on?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We got interrupted by a telephone call. Okay. So, where were we? Is that a rabbit in the moon?
No, it's a goat.
It's a goat, right. Okay. And maybe the other place over there, if you look at it in a special way, you can see a lady's face in the moon. Anyway, if you are going to look up in the sky to see the moon, you better look when the moon is full, when it's really big. Okay, I think we will stop the story about the moon on the iPhone now.
No, let's leave it on.
We leave it on?
Yeah.
Okay, for just another couple of minutes. Okay, but what shall we do? We know about Mercury, and because we know Mercury's hard, and we know about the moon now. So what will we do next?
Read on.
Okay. The moon is the best place to start observing the sky because it's very bright and looks very different every night. With your eyes, look at the moon every clear night and try to do this every night for a month, and then draw the shape of the moon in your book each night. This way you can follow the moon as it goes round the earth and make a record of what it's like every single night. Some nights the moon is really big, then it starts to get a little bit tinier, a little bit smaller, but it's still big, and then another bit smaller, but it's still big, but it gradually gets smaller and smaller. And as it gets smaller and smaller, it has less and less light on it, and then it turns into a crescent. That's like where it has a little arc like this, just around like that. Just like the side of a circle. And that's called...
Is it just like...
Exactly.
And then another line like that?
You're drawing the picture perfectly with your finger. That is exactly the way it is. Now, I want you to say goodnight to the iPhone because we are having to come to a stop. So say anything you want.
No, Daddy, please. Just read on until this is finished and this is finished. Yeah, so read on with the iPhone on.
We'll do it without the iPhone. Okay. The iPhone will stop itself. It will, because it's about to stop.
Okay, stop it.
Just say goodnight to the iPhone.
Goodnight, iPhone-y iPhone.
Okay, that's the end of tonight's iPhone adventure. Goodnight.